Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Marty Castillo. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don Sutton. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Berenguer. Molitor moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards third. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Yost and he is safe. Whitaker steals third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a pop-up towards short. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb is hit by the pitch. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Leach reaches second base with a double. Grubb moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive into center field. Manning picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Manning. Grubb scores. Leach scores. Lemon moves to third. Castillo moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitaker is walked intentionally. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore bunts in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Doug Baer now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brookins fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Castillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Castillo moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gibson bunts towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Castillo moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson now playing right field. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive towards short. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Castillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brookins moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Castillo moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, And the Brewers too. The Brewers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor bunts towards the mound. Bear fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Ladd now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 4 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 4 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 0 for 3 in the game. Oglavy hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Manning reaches third base with a triple. Yount scores. Oglavy goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.